Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Today's episode discusses suicide and suicide prevention in the United States. If those aren't topics that you're up for hearing about, go ahead and skip this one. And hey, take care of yourself, okay? Here in the United States, discussion around mental health, self-harm, and death hasn't always been a discussion as much as a whisper or a glance away. But experts say it's well past time to recognize that suicide in America is both serious and solvable. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke with Jennifer Payne, the director of the Women's Mood Disorders Center and an associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Johns Hopkins Medicine in Baltimore. She said, I think we need to be having a national conversation. How Stuff Works also spoke via email with Deb Stone, a behavioral scientist in the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC's, Division of Violence Prevention, and the lead author on a sobering 2018 study on suicide. She said, suicide prevention requires a comprehensive approach that addresses risk and protective factors at multiple levels, including societal, community, relationship, and individual levels. There's a role for everyone in the community. The CDC's latest findings illuminate the scope of the issue. Among the facts, the American suicide rate increased 33% between 1999 and 2019. More than 47,500 Americans died by suicide in 2019, which is about one death every 11 minutes. Another 1.4 million Americans attempted suicide. It's the 10th leading cause of death in the United States and the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 34. Mental health officials are quick to ask the media to avoid using sensationalistic wording like skyrocketing or epidemic to characterize the rise in suicides. Still, suicide is a clear, serious, growing public health issue. Facing that might be the first step in combating it. But facing it means acknowledging something else, too. Though researchers found that more than half of those who die by suicide don't have a diagnosed mental health condition, mental illness remains a huge factor in this cause of death. It's not the only factor, but it's an important one that needs to be addressed. Payne from Johns Hopkins said, "I think there's a stigma associated with psychiatric illness that really needs to go away. It's one of the most common illnesses that people have. People are reluctant to get treatment and seek out care, partially because of that stigma. If we got rid of the stigma associated with psychiatric illness, then I think that would result in people getting better mental health treatment and hopefully a lowering of the suicide rate." In addition, the CDC points to a variety of other possible factors in the rising rates of suicide, including relationship problems or loss of a loved one, substance misuse, physical health problems, money woes, and employment stress. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline lists warning signs that may signal a person might be contemplating suicide. They include talking about wanting to die or kill themselves, looking for a way to kill themselves, like searching online or buying a gun, talking about feeling hopeless or having no reason to live, talking about feeling trapped or being in unbearable pain, talking about being a burden to others, increasing the use of alcohol or drugs, acting anxious or agitated, behaving recklessly, sleeping too little or too much, withdrawing or isolating themselves, showing rage or talking about seeking revenge, and extreme mood swings. If you know someone exhibiting any of those signs, experts say it's best to approach the situation head-on. Stone from the CDC said, "One of the simplest ways to determine this is to ask directly, 'Are you thinking about suicide?' Asking the question won't put the thought in someone's head who wasn't previously thinking about suicide, and it can be a relief for the person to open up about their struggles." Payne said, "What you don't want to do is play the don't ask, don't tell game. You're not going to regret getting someone the appropriate care. I think that if you really care about someone and you're really concerned, then you do everything that you can to get them to treatment, including insisting on it." On a macro level, slowing the rate of suicides falls largely on the public health agencies, but they can't turn the tide alone. In 2017, Stone and fellow scientists with the CDC released a document called Preventing Suicide, a technical package of policy, programs, and practices. In it, they explain, "Other sectors vital to implementing this package include, but are not limited to, education, government, local, state, and federal, social services, health services, business, labor, justice, housing, media, and organizations that comprise the civil society sector, such as faith-based organizations, youth-serving organizations, foundations, and other non-governmental organizations. Collectively, these sectors can make a difference in preventing suicide by impacting the various contexts and underlying risks that contribute to suicide." The CDC, under Stone's technical package, has instituted a 7-step strategy to help the different sectors build programs to prevent suicide, including strengthening economic supports, strengthening access and delivery of suicide care, creating protective environments, promoting connectedness, teaching coping and problem-solving skills, identifying and supporting people at risk, and lessening harms and preventing future risk. In the end, solving such a complex public health issue will demand a lot of work from a lot of people, and all of them will have to be stubbornly unwilling to simply glance away. If you or someone you know is having thoughts about suicide, in the United States, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255. Or you can Google for resources in your area. Today's episode is based on the article, "The U.S. Needs to Have an Ongoing Conversation About Suicide," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Donovan. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.